So just to review a little bit. So basically the question is, do Levim have to give matanas?
Why? What's the question? Because the pasuk says it's a gift to the kohanim me'es ha'am, me'es of chezavach, from the am, those who is the slaughter. So who's the am? So does the am include kohat levim or not? If you say it does, then levim archayev. If you say it doesn't, then levim archayev. Okay, that's machlokas. Okay, that's a suffix. Rav didn't know. He didn't know how to resolve it. But it turns out it's dependent upon a different machlokas tanaim. The Gemara says by the kapara in the Yom Kippurim. So it says the how does it go? Pasuk is Yechliperes Mikdash Hakodesh Vesol Moed Vesam Zbeach Yichaper Alkalam Alkohanim Alkalam Alkal Yichaper. Right, something like that. Yeah, well, there's there. Is Vayikra Tes Zayin Lam Gimel. Chibras Mikdash Hakodesh Vesol Moed Vesam Zveach Yichaper. Okay, V'al Hakohanim V'al Kolam Hakol Yichaper. So it's here Mechaper for the Mikdash and for the Vesol Moed and the Mizbeach and all on the Kohanim and on the Am Hakol Yichaper. So the Kohanim is the Kohanim, Am Hakol is the Kol, whatever that means, Yisraelim, and then Yichaper is extra. So what's Yichaper including? You say it's including the Levium or not, someone else. What's it depend upon? Is our Levium included in Kalam HaKal? The Am, right? Am. So same question. If they're included in Am, so then you don't need to have a separate Levium for Levium. They're already included. If you say they're not included in the Am, so then you have to include them. Okay. So that's the question. Are they Ikriyam or are they not Ikriyam? So the dilemma in the sugya is, I guess, is it a question about manas kahuna? Is it a question about universal terms of am, of elavim, or something? Right, that's part of the problem here. How do we proceed? Right? Elavim are tricky, like, what's their deal exactly? Because you see there's, like, manas kahuna. The 24 manas kahuna are to kohanim, right? They're not to elavim. I mean, they do get maaser rishon, but the 24 matanos, when Ram lists the 24 matanos, he says to Kohanim. Arba vetsim matanos din lo Kohanim. The Kohanos are Isla Aram. It's din of Kahuna. But in the halacha of, like, and then the Shmita Yovel, it says, Kol Shevet Levi Musharim Shalayin Chol Beretz Kanaan. All Shevet Levi doesn't get the land. Bechinim Musharim Shalayin Chalik Bebiza. So also they don't get the inheritance, the, you know, the spoils of the war. Shenemar liyol kohanim halavim kol shevet levi chilek v'nachal Yisrael. Right? Go to few pesukim. Right? V'lo amazol lo zachal levi v'nachal atzeres Yisrael v'asam neshe hivdil avaros Hashem v'l'sharso v'l'horos durachav ha'yisharim v'shpatim ha'tzadikim l'rabim. Because the levi, it's talking about everybody, was set aside the Oved Hashem, the Sharso, to teach their ways, and Mishpatim, Tzadikim, to the Rabbim, Shanama Yorim Shtechel Yaakov, Soskle Yisrael, the Fika Huvdul Midaki Olam, they're separate from the ways of the world. Lachem Lachama, Kishayi, Zalem Fight Wars, Lo Nochlem, Zochem Lassim Koch Kufan, Elem Chel Hashem, the army of God, Shanama Berech Hashem Chela. Vuhu Baruchu Zika Lahem, Shanama Nichal Kamanach Lassecha, so he gives them stuff. Okay, so it's the whole Sheva. Right, the whole Shevet. Not only the, it seems like it's saying it's not only the Kohanim, it's the Levim also. It's interesting that they don't get the same. They don't get all the Matanos. You know, they kind of get. I mean, they get Ma'aser Rishon. I think that's it. I mean, you'll see. Hopefully, we'll get to it in the next few days. But it's a question whether the Kohanim also get Ma'aser Rishon. Is it only the Levim or also the Levim? In terms of the methodology here. I mean, I think your problem is you don't want to say too much. Because you don't know that much, you know? So just to start making stuff up, you know, you could give whole long stories and speeches about, you know, all kinds of things, about, you know, Kohanim and Levium and Matanos and, well, I don't know, whatever you give for the speeches about. But the question is, could we say anything? You know, just in small steps. Right. I think that's a good idea in general.
you feel like you're in over your head, I mean, just, could you say anything? Let's say you don't crack everything, but whatever. Could you say anything? You know, could you say anything in a good, solid stop? Even if it's not necessarily the end all saw. You know, sometimes you can't give them all saw. And maybe a small step will lead you to an end all saw. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But, you know, sometimes you can't go for the gold. You know, gotta try to just follow good basic steps. Let's try it like this. Okay. So, let's talk about. Let's just talk about the Ikri Am or not. Okay? So, what's Am? So, Am sounds like it means. Like, what does it even mean, Am? Like, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, right? I mean, why isn't everyone Am? Am Yisrael. Isn't everyone Am Yisrael? But apparently there's a term of the Am, which is like the populace, the regular people. Right? Regular people. Right? That's the way it's referred to used. So the question is, are Levium the regular people? Right? So what would you say?
No.
Right? I mean, the simplest answer is no. They're not. They're the Levium. Right? There's Kohen Levium Yisraelim. Right? And the Kohanim and Levium are set apart from the regular people. They're special. Now, Levium aren't Kohanim, but they're not the Am. Am's the Am. Like, they're Huvdal. They're Huvdal from the Am. They're separated from the Am. Right? Okay. But in a certain sense, and maybe that's the fact. In an absolute sense, it's true. They're not the Am. If you just want to identify them, they're not Dan. There's Kohanim, there's Levium, there's Dan. But there's like, this is the question, if there is this thing. But you could use the Am in like a relative sense. Which means if you're talking about Kohanim, Kohanim are special, and they're unique. Levium are Kohanim, Levium are Levium. So in a certain discussion, where you're talking about Kohanim, you could use the term Am to refer to the non-Kohanim. Relative to the Kohanim, there's an idea of the Am. What's the Am? The non-Kohanim. Okay, in an absolute sense, if you're isolated, if you're looking at a Levi and you say, what are you? You're not going to call him an Am. He's not an Am, he's a Levi. But in the context of a discussion about Manas Geuna, and you're saying, this is the gift of the Kohanim, may it's Am, so you could learn there's a way, you could learn that means may it's the non-Kohanim. Whereas the Am means the Kohanim set a class by themselves, and there's the, relative to the Kohanim, everyone's the Am, the Kohanim and the Levium and the Yisrael. Similar by the Avodah. By the Avodah and Yom Kippurim, there's clearly a separate role for the Kohanim. Kohen Gadol, there's a seer, the para of Yom for the Kohanim. Kohanim, the Kapara, and the Pasuk singles out the Kohanim as having a distinct Kapara on Yom Kippurim. The Pshat and the Pasuk, and halachically, there is actually separate Mechaparim for the Kohanim. Right? So in the context of the Yom Kippurim, in the discussion about the Kohanim, you could reference the Kohanim, the Chalam HaKal. Right? I mean, if you look at the Pasuk, just Pshat and that Pasuk, where are the Levium? Right? Where are the Levium? Vayikra. Like Pshat and the Pasuk. V'chiper es mikdash HaKodesh, v'esel moed, v'esel mizbech yichaper, v'el Kohanim, v'el Chalam HaKal yichaper. So where is the Levium? Has the Kohanim, has Chalam HaKal? Right, so where's the Levium? Just Pshat. Just Pshat in the Pasuk. Right? So Pshat in the Pasuk is they're part of the Amakal, they're not the Kohanim. Right? And halachically, in terms of the Kapara, you have the Vidui on the Par for the Kohanim, and the Vidui on the Seir Mishleach for everyone else. Right? Now where's the Levium? The Levium are part of the Kal Yisrael, right? They're part of the Am. So in the context of when you're talking about the Kohanim, you could argue that there is the Am in a relative sense. The Am could mean, it doesn't mean we're defining their essence as Am. The Levium's essence is not Am. But the Levium, insofar as the discussion is focused on the Kohanim, there's the Am relative to the Kohanim. Relative to the Kohanim. And the question, or you could ask a question, is are the Levium Ikri Am? Is that a valid usage of the term Am? In other words, is the term Am an absolute term? It's an absolute term, and it means the Am. And it would like be a bizayon of Levium to call them Am, they're not the Am.
their Am is Am means people whose identity is Am, and Levim are not that way. Or do you say that there's a usage, the term Am could be used in a relative sense? It's not necessarily defining, and it could be sometimes Am refers to only Israel, like maybe by that other case by the didn't get Mila, like Rabbi Yeager's kasha. Could be like sometimes if you're referring to who didn't get Mila in the Midbar, you could refer to the Am to refer to the Israelim. Because in an absolute sense, definitely there's an idea of Am as referring to that. But in the context, is it legitimate? In the context where you're isolating out the Kohanim, is that a legitimate usage of the term Am to refer to Levium as well? Are they Ikri Am or not? Are Levium Ikri Am? Is the term, is that like a lack in the Kavod or whatever to Levium to use the term Am in a relative sense? And to call them Am because in a relative sense they're Am. Or do you say the term Am is at least in the Limudim and in the Torah is this is the way we interpret it halachically is limited to it has to be interpreted in an absolute sense, and if it says Am it means Am, it's defined in the essence as Am. You can't use the term, you can't call a Levi an Am, you can't call an Am. In reading of the Pasuk both by Odes Yom Kippurim and by the Manas Kohuna is that it's talking about the Kohanim and the non-Kohanim. Am means, right, it's l'chiru v'al Kohanim v'al kal Am HaKal, yichaper. So it's on the Kohanim and on the rest of the Am HaKal. I mean, that's the plain reading of the Pasuk. It definitely means the Kohanim and everyone else, the others. And v'ezeh yemishpat Kohanim me'es Am. Right, me'es v'ezevach. So it's the Kohanim me'es Am. It's the Kohanim from everyone else. That's the plain reading. But the question is that a legitimate, is that in Drash, in terms of the Limudim, is it legitimate to call Levi Am? Or do you say that that's Am doesn't mean that? Am means Am. And I, where's the Levium? Oh, Yichaper. It's an extra word, Yichaper. It's talking about that. Oh, where's the Levium? They're Potter. You know, what do you say? You could go with the plain reading of the Pasuk, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's a usage. That's an appropriate usage of the term Am, is to take it in a relative sense. Now, again, it's possible there's something more to this. I'm not claiming. I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe this is it, or maybe there's some deeper question. Maybe it's a question about what's the nature of the Kedushas Levi such that he tolerates being called an Am. I'm not sure if it's a question in semantics of how to Dorish Psukim, or is it like Taloi in some deeper question about how you understand the Kedusha of Shevet Levi, of the Leviim. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm just saying to go deeper than that, I don't really know how to go. And I'm not sure that there is a deeper, but even if there is, I don't really know how to do it. We don't know that much about Leviim. How are we supposed to do that? But I'm just talking about in terms of the limud, what's it saying? I'm just defining what it's saying. Is he Ikri Am? Are Levium Ikri Am? So what does it mean? Are they called Am? So I'm defining the two senses in which the term Am can mean. If you say they're not Ikri Am, so then Am means Yisraelim. Because Levium aren't Am. They're not, Levium is a reference, specific reference. Am is a specific reference to Yisraelim. If you say they are Ikri Am, so what does it mean they're Am? They're not Am. But it means from the context of the Psukim, they're Am because relative to the Am, again, and I think I answered Kiryas Kasha. I don't think it means every turn time. If you say the Ikri Am, I don't think it means Am always includes them. So Rabbi Kiveger asked, you have a pasuk that says the Am didn't get Mila in the Midbar, but it says Levi did. So apparently Levi isn't called Am. So I'd say, yeah, there it's using Am in an absolute sense. It's not saying it's the only usage, but in these psukim, the simple reading of the psukim, it's talking about it in the relative sense because it's highlighting the Kohanim and it's separating, you know, and Am means. But if you say the term Am tolerates the relative usage in reference to the Levium, if not, not. So you could raise a similar question here by Matanos, halachically, okay, in terms of making it local, which is how do you look at the idea of the Matanos? Okay, there's two ways to formulate the din of the Matanos, the Zerach Chaim Kevah. You could say it's a gift. You could look at it like this. The Kohanim, here's the Mishpat HaKohanim. The Kohanim are entitled to meat. Okay? To all meat. Every animal. They're entitled to that, to basar animals. From everybody. It's an entitlement of Kohanim to basar. The Torah wants to give Kohanim basar. The Torah entitles the Kohanim to basar. It's the Mishpat HaKohanim to basar. From Mesam, from everyone else. Whereas the Am there means, Am doesn't mean from the ones whose essence is Am. It means the Kohanim are entitled to everyone else's basar. Am is being used in a relative sense. This is an entitlement of the Kohanim from everybody else. Okay, and is again being used in a relative sense because that's the nature of the halacha of the matanos. This is a gift to the kohanim from everybody else. That's they're entitled to get everyone else's basar. Okay, another way to look at it, the mitzvah of matanos, is that the am has a responsibility to support the kohanim. Whereas those, if you're part of the am, the populace, the am has a responsibility to support the kohanim and to give them basar. Okay, now who's part of the am? So who's responsibility on? On the gavra. Which gavra? The am. The gavra of the am. If you're talking about the chiv is on the gavra of the am, then you have to define, well, what gavra is that? See, then you're talking definitively, what is the am? So the Yisraelim are the am. Levim are the am. Levim are Levim. If you're defining the chiv on who's the mitzvah on, then you have to talk in a real absolute sense. It's not just relative to, there's no relative. I mean, the gavra of the am is the gavra of the am, is the Yisraelim. So if you say that mishpat ha'am, that am means is only used in an absolute sense, so then you have to say the way you're going to have to learn this parsha is saying this is the mishpat ha'am, the mishpat ha'am, me'is ha'am, me'is ha'am. So it's a chiyav. The am is a chiyav. The Torah is creating a chiyav on the am. If you're part of the am, you're chayav that creates a sort of support to give this to the kohanim. So if that's the case, the levim aren't part of it. They're not part of it. That's not what am means. They're not am. But if you learn it, if you say that am has a tolerates a relative usage, right, then it's telling you the mishpat kohanim, and the mishpat kohanim is am, means that the kohanim are entitled to the thing from everybody. And that includes everybody. Are they really the am? It's not talking about it from the perspective of the am. The way that the parsha begins is talking about the mishpat kohanim. So the simplest reading of the parsha is to read it that way. Is to say, it's the mishpat kohanim, es am, means loosely from everyone else. Zochei zavach. The am is zochei zavach. But if you hold it, you can't use am in that sense, because am doesn't mean that. Am is an absolute term. So then you're going to have to learn that it means it's a chiyuv on the am. The chiyuv on the am. The am has to give a thing in. The levim on the am. Like this, I know this is a little tricky. It's like, is it a local question or is it a universal question? So I'm saying is, if you learn that it's essentially rooted in the local question of how you understand matanos, right, how you understand Manas Kahuna, based upon learning all the sugyas of Manas Kahuna, you determine that this is the way to look at the mitzvah of Manas Kahuna. So then am is just whatever. It's just a matter of how you learn the sugya. So then, and am, ikriya means in the context of Manas Kahuna, could am refer to the Galavim. Right? You could have learned that way, but then the Gemara, what's the Gemara doing later by saying it's Kitanoi, it's dependent on Achol Gistanam, of how you adorish the Pesukim by Avodasim Kippurim. That's a totally different sugya, and there's no, you can't just carry over like that, right? You can't carry over. What the Gemara does. So I'm saying it must be that the root of the Machlokes does not from how you learn the sugya of Manas of Matanos, as Rosh Hashanah Vekeva. The root is in the term of Ikriyam. Are they Ikriyam or are they not Ikriyam? There's a general universal Machlokes Tanoim about whether the term Am is used in that way. Are they Ikriyam or are they not Ikriyam? Now that Machlokes Tanoim is going to express itself vis-a-vis the Manas Kahuna, and it's going to impact the nature of the mitzvah. Whereas now when you take, if you say am means this, you say am means that, the way you read the pasuk and the way you understand the way the Torah is formulating the mitzvah of matanos is going to be different. But how do you know which way to formulate the matanos? Not based upon previous ideas about your learning of the sugyas by matanos, but it's based upon looking at the pasuk. Because both of them are legitimate formulations of matanos. You could look at it either way. In terms of sugyas, either way is consistent. How do you know which one's which? So you have to look at the pasuk. So if a simple reading of the pasuk sounds like it's setting up the kohanim, and the am is everyone, not the kohanim. But that's fine. You could read that way if you hold that am is legitimate. They're kriyam. That the am could be read that way. But if you hold like the Tana holds that am can't be referring to that, which is based upon I don't know what. I'm not really sure. Some other idea about levium and the semantics of the kra. Maybe it's a bizayon to levium. I don't know. Whatever. Then the term was maybe is an absolute sense, and you can't have to read the pasuk here to be not like the plain simple reading, but it's telling you it's on the am, and the am means Yisraelim and not the Levium. And they didn't know how to resolve it. But essentially, the Levi, you know, the Rav didn't know how to resolve it, and there's the Machlokes Tanoim, which Rav couldn't be machriya between. I mean, there were Tanoim who apparently knew how to resolve it, but they left it open ended, and Rav didn't know how to paskin, and neither did anyone else since him. And therefore, it's just like, there's another Am Paskin is a suffix. We don't know. Also, as you notice, I'm not really going that far in Manas Kahuna. Like, what's the sense of saying that by matanos it's a din of on the schus of the kohanim from everyone else, or it's a din of that the am has responsibility to. I mean, there are two different definitions there, and it's kind of conceptually different ways of looking at matanos kahuna, but I'm not going deeper into it. First of all, because that's not where the machlokes emerges from. So it's not like if it emerged from there, you have to say, well, what's that talayin, and you don't go further, you know? Here, and anyways, I think it's a fine definition. I mean, there's two ways of understanding the thing, and it's based upon the two. What's nice, what I like about it is that it parallels the universal question. It's like that universal question applied to matanos. You know, when you apply it, it's going to end up affecting the conceptual structure of mitzvah matanos. But I don't know if it's going to have other nachminas. So just this is the question. And if not, I doubt there's going to be other nachminas. Also, good is I think this isn't the way how I got to it, but I think that see the problem in this sugya, which is interesting. Interesting problem methodology which it presents is like you don't know about. I mean, if you learn, it depends on different ways of learning, you know. But if you learn slowly, then you don't know about this that it's universal until later. Like if you just try to define a thing as it comes along, you know, so you don't necessarily realize that this is a universal question. So you'd be like, in theory, you'd give a bad svara. But I think that this is really a good svara. And if you define the matanos this way, even if you didn't know about the universal, then that would be a good way to define this question of ikriya by matanos. I mean, this question is the matanos a din that the kohanim are zocha from everyone else, and the am means the non kohanim, or do you say it's a chova on the am, and the am means the am, and then I call the yom the am? I think that's a fine way to define. Then you may not even know it's a universal question, but then when you get later, it would fit in naturally. You'd say, oh, it turns out that's not really a question which emerges from matanos; it's really a universal question, and the svara could be preserved. You just didn't realize the scope of the problem. Which is possible the Gemara is doing itself. I mean, it's possible at this stage of the Gemara was learning it that way, and then after all these attacks on Rav, and then, you know, Rav had to defend himself, that's Machlokes Tanaim. So it's good is that it's not like if you didn't have that fact, your whole Svara would be off, and you give, you know, I happen to have a different Svara, which didn't work out, but I think this is a better, though this is too creative, so to speak, too giving a whole story, and to, you know, I think this is a good definition of the problem. You know, and it's a good example. Is if you give more than, you know, you go too far, you end up getting, you know, you end up being led astray. You know, we don't really know that much. And it's a good definition here, wouldn't it? You wouldn't have been, the fact that, you know, whether or not it's local or universal doesn't really affect this far that much. I mean, it affects where, you know, where the question applies, but the chakira ends up being the same type of chakira. Yeah. So I think what we should do next is the next braisa. It's very interesting. It's a long raya. Brings a long braisa, which at the very end of it, or you know, I think it's the end or a part of it, ends up being a raya or attempted raya by why the Levim are chayav or not. Ends up rejecting it. But it basically, I mean, you look at it. It basically goes into different matanos. Matnas Aniya, at least for starters. It like kind of goes through all the different matanos. Gets into Matnas Aniya, Peya, and Leket, and Shecha, and Peret, and Olos, and it gets into Maeserishon, and you know, it's like it digresses. Totally gets into, it's a long braisa. So I think it's worth, I mean, it's not really directly related to our sugya, at least certainly in the beginning. But I think it's worth doing anyways. I mean, first of all, we should get facts about it. We should know what Peret, and Olos, and Shecha, and Shecha, and you know what these things are. And there's maybe, you know, in passing, we can do some definitions on them as we go through them. So, like, as you'll see, there's a definition on Peya, about Lo Sefar Acharecha, about leaving the beauty of a field or something alone. I mean, you just read through it. And you look in the Rambams. You can look in the Rambams just to get the facts. I mean, I think it's worthwhile knowing the facts on these things. You know, I mean, they just paid their mitzvahs in the Torah, and they come up in Sikkot. So, I mean, I'm not sure if we can define all the points, but there's definitely a few points to define. Anyway, one is Peah, the Peah point. What's the din of Peah? And Yelotizol Tefartach. So let's see, Tefartach Mimeno. Yeah. And then also we'll get to the Matatos Hana. I mean, you'll see. I mean, let's read through it. We'll go through it together and we'll see what we can come up with some definitions.
Where
it's in the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph. Aleph. Ace.
Oh.
Kufam and Aleph and Aleph. The second half of Kufam and Aleph and Aleph.
So just
go through it in a quick, in a pretty quick pace, but just define things that seem definable, you know? And look up the Rambams if you can't figure out the facts of what these things are. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And where does it go until? I mean, the Brisa goes off pretty far. I mean, then it's also going to get to Maaser Rishon. I wanted to find that question. Is does a Kohen, who gets Maaser Rishon? Only Leviim or Leviim and Kohanim? That I wanted to find. But you have to do that. You have to look at the Gemara there. It's I forget where. It's a Gemara somewhere else. Oh yeah, here it is. It's I think about last week. Almost Ksivas. Oh no, I forget which one I did. But there's one of them which talks about it. Yeah, hopefully you'll find it. Hopefully I'll tell you also. But I have to find out which one I did. There's one Gemara. I think it's Yivamos. It's the Mishnah there. It's the Mishnah of Yivamos. The Gemara explains it. What's that machlokas? So it'll be interesting. We'll see.